Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. If you were paying attention to the musical introduction you just heard, you know that the National Academies is made up of the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council. It's a mouthful, and thanks to modern recording technology, I don't actually have to say all that every week. It just gets tacked onto the podcast by our clever producer, Courtney Reese. While the names may be familiar, how they all fit together may not be. So here's the skinny. The National Academy of Sciences is an honorific society of distinguished scholars engaged in scientific and engineering research meant to be used for the general welfare of the country. In the words of our founding father, Abraham Lincoln, the Academy shall, whenever called upon by any department of the government, investigate, examine, experiment, and report upon any subject of science or art. But in 1916, at the request of another president, this time Woodrow Wilson, the Academy established the National Research Council so that it could draw upon the substantial expertise that was available outside its membership, recruiting specialists from the larger scientific and technological communities to assist with its work. Today, it's the six divisions of the National Research Council that are collectively responsible for so many of the studies and reports that are produced by the institution. One of the more robust divisions at the NRC is the Transportation Research Board, or the TRB. This past weekend, the TRB held its 87th annual meeting. This event featured 3,000 presentations in 600 sessions addressing transportation innovation and research. TRB's annual meeting represents the world's largest forum designed specifically for the formal and informal exchange of information among transportation researchers and practitioners. More than 1,500 peer-reviewed technical papers were given throughout the week that the meeting was held, and more than 200 TRB standing committees and numerous subcommittees held open meetings to discuss current research and identify research needs. A record-breaking crowd of more than 10,000 people from around the world, including administrators, practitioners, researchers, policymakers, journalists, and representatives of government, industry, and academic institutions, gathered in Washington, D.C. to attend this meeting and talk transportation. This year's theme, Partnerships for Progress in Transportation, focused participants on public and private partnerships within and across transportation modes. Session topics were diverse and designed to appeal to a wide range of participants. The program included panels on traffic incident management, innovations in transportation for developing countries, carbon offset program assessments, and congestion pricing. A broad range of important issues were covered across different sessions to showcase leading initiatives and legislative and programmatic actions that are taking place in the transportation community to address global climate change, teen driving problems, bridge safety, baggage handling by airlines, and more. But TRB's influence in the transportation community is not limited to this flagship event. Indeed, TRB's formation and evolution have strongly shaped its mission and services. Its current organization both reflects its history and provides an appropriate framework for delivering the services that TRB provides to its sponsors, its affiliates, and others concerned with transportation. Originally established in 1920 as the National Advisory Board on Highway Research, the board provided a mechanism for the exchange of information and research results about highway technology. As the board grew, it was ultimately rechristened as the Transportation Research Board, and its portfolio of services significantly expanded. If you check out TRB's website, you'll see their mission stated as follows. The mission of the Transportation Research Board is to provide leadership in transportation innovation and progress through research and information exchange conducted within a setting that's objective, interdisciplinary, and multimodal, which essentially means that they do a whole lot of stuff. TRB's varied activities annually engage more than 7,000 engineers, scientists, and transportation researchers and practitioners from the public and private sectors and academia, all of whom contribute their knowledge, their experience, and their skills by sitting on TRB committees, panels, and task forces. TRB also administers a number of major research programs sponsored by other organizations. The oldest and largest of these programs, the National Cooperative Highway Research Program, is sponsored by the state transportation departments in cooperation with the Federal Highway Administration. Another is the Transit Cooperative Research Program, initiated in 1992 and sponsored by the Federal Transit Administration. Both are applied research programs in which the potential users of research results have a direct role in project selection. Under these types of programs, TRB organizes panels of experts to provide guidance on technical aspects of the research and to translate the problems into project statements with well-defined objectives. Research proposals are then solicited from private and public research organizations with capability and experience in the problem areas that are being studied. The technical panels review the proposals, recommend contract awards, monitor research in progress, provide technical guidance, and determine the acceptability of the final reports. TRB has a solid record of providing policy analysis and advice. Since 1982, the board has conducted more than 100 studies at the request of Congress, executive branch federal agencies, the states, and other organizations on an array of complex and often controversial transportation topics of national significance. Their portfolio of expertise includes counterterrorism, truck size and weight regulation, airport capacity, transit use, high-speed rail, airline deregulation, dredging, environmental policy, school transportation safety, and automotive safety. And new studies are initiated annually. Each study is conducted by a specially appointed independent committee. Committee members are selected to represent appropriate knowledge arenas and to provide a balance of perspectives on the issues involved. Members serve without compensation. The committee process is open to public scrutiny and comment in accordance with the Federal Advisory Committee Act amendments of 1997. Every final report undergoes a rigorous institutional review in which outside experts examine the report in accordance with guidelines developed by the national academies to ensure that the committee has provided a balanced and fair assessment of the topic addressed. TRB studies have clearly had an impact on transportation policy. Faced with concerns on the rollover propensity of sport utility vehicles, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration turned to the TRB for safety recommendations. The U.S. Department of Transportation recommended against a regulation governing airline price competition in response to a report issued by the TRB. And the U.S. Department of Homeland Security used TRB's guidance in planning pilot studies for hazmat security systems. Through its publications and research information services, TRB disseminates transportation research results worldwide. The board issues a variety of publications, ranging from the Highway Capacity Manual to general interest publications. In addition, TRB produces and maintains the Transportation Research Information Services, or TRIS, the world's largest and most comprehensive online bibliographic database of published and ongoing transportation research. It also provides online access to a database of more than 9,500 descriptions of current or recently completed transportation research projects, from federal and state transportation agencies, universities, and international organizations. In the coming years, the Transportation Research Board will work hard to anticipate the transportation challenges that lie ahead. It will provide leadership in promoting and conducting research and policy analysis and prepare the United States for a better transportation future. The board will also conduct and promote communications efforts that enhance the awareness of transportation research and its contributions to innovation and progress, and ultimately contribute to the public's understanding of transportation and its significance to the nation. You can learn more about the history and the activities of the Transportation Research Board by visiting them online at their website at trb.org. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.